USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In depth now on our political coverage, Mike Bloomberg calling it quits in New York City after an extremely poor showing on Super Tuesday.
I entered the race for president to defeat Donald Trump. And today, I am leaving the race for the same reason, to defeat Donald Trump, because staying in would make it more difficult to achieve that goal.
Bernie Sanders winning four states, including California. He tells reporters in Vermont,
of course I'm disappointed. I would like to win every state by a landslide. It's not going to happen. You might want to ask me, maybe as a follow-up question, have we been as successful as I would hope in bringing young people in? And the answer is no. We're making some progress.
And Joe Biden, the big winner, he picks up 10 states. He speaks with supporters in Los Angeles.
This is your campaign! Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead!
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An update now on the tornadoes in Tennessee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports American Idol star Taylor Hicks, who's from the state, speaking out.
President Trump set to visit Nashville on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. At least 24 people are dead, and it was the deadliest tornado outbreak in Tennessee since 2011. Former American Idol star Taylor Hicks is a Nashville resident. He tells Fox News the city is strong and will rebuild.
You know, I think Nashvillians are very strong. I think Southerners are very strong, and I think we welcome, you know, obviously the president and the aid of the government right now to those areas of affected, because as someone that has actually come from ground zero, I think we need to offer as much as we can as Americans to give these people that in this area really the need and the care that we should give them and that they deserve.
A state panel recommending Rod Blagojevich be disbarred, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The ruling by the Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission came a week after the three-member panel heard arguments over whether the former Democratic Illinois governor's law license should be revoked. Blagojevich didn't attend the hearing. The final decision will be made by the Illinois Supreme Court. Blagojevich has been in the spotlight again recently since being released from prison last month after President Trump commuted his sentence. He had served nearly 8 years behind bars for federal corruption charges.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.